गोपी जन बावन गोपी जन बावन यशोदा नंदन Jayarada Gopi Janabala Ishwaranandana Prajajana Randa Yamuna Jai Radha Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namath Kano Chapter 7, Text Number 21
第十篇, 第七章, 诗节21
Purushu Tattve Chamandiraha Sankhya-yoga Usharadaha Adhishtaram Upaswanti Sarva-shakti-pupurvitam Purushu Tattve Chamandiraha Sankhya-yoga Adhishtaram Upaswanti Purushatka Purushatka Echa Shukya Visharada Vistaram Tapastanti Sarva Shakti Tapandhi Purushan Sarva Echa Mandiraha Sankhya Yoga Visharada Adhishtaram Tapasvanti Sarva Shakti Prabhupada We will go to the words Purushatve.
Purushatve.
In the human form of life.
在人体生命形式.
Cha and.
Cha he.
Mom, me.
Mom, 我.
Yura. Those free from envy through spiritual knowledge.
Diraha, 那些通过灵性知识摆脱了嫉妒的人.
Shankyayoga, in the spiritual science, what kind of knowledge does mean?
Shankyayoga, 在灵性科学方面，科学是由灵性知识以及戒之宗主的分外组成.
Shankyayoga, Vishakha, They clearly see.
他们清楚地看到.
Sarva, all.
所有.
Shakti. my energies.
和我的能量。
To Bhagavanitam. Fully endowed.
完全被赋予了。
And so in the human form of life, those who are self-control and expert in the spiritual science of Sankhya can directly see me along with all my potent species.
In the human form of life, those who are self-control and expert in the spiritual science of Sankhya can directly see me along with all my potent species.直接看到我和我的所有能量。
There's a long Sanskrit here. Just read it. In the following statement in the Vedas, we find Purushatve Chavishtaram Atma Sahita Anjanena Sampana Tramo Vigatam Vedati Vigatam Pashati Veda Swastamon.Veda Yoka Yoko Martin Anitam Yipshat Vedam Sampana Teta San Prashuna Asana Pipasu Liva Vijana. In the human form of life, the soul is fully endowed with intelligence and understands spiritual knowledge. Thus, in human life,The soul may speak, realize knowing, see the truth, know the future, and also understand the reality, both of this world and the past. Okay?
要旨，从韦达经中我们得知以下声言，在人体生命中，灵魂完全具有了了解灵性知识的智性，因此在人形之躯中的灵魂可能会讲述觉悟的知识，看到真理，知道未来，还可能了解今生来世的真相。
Taking advantage of the experience of mortal life, the soul in human formMay endeavor for immortality, and the human body is fully equipped to achieve this end. In such an elevated state, the soul is certainly well acquainted with the ordinary activities of animals, such as eating and sleep and drinking.
人形之躯中的灵魂会利用人体生命的经历努力获得永恒不朽，而人形之躯完全是为了达到这个目标而设。在这种发达状态中，灵魂当然熟知普通动物的活动，例如吃喝。Finish.
Human form of life, Purushattva, is very significant because of this opportunity.To perfect our existence. The Shankhya system mentioned here is best illustrated by the instructions of Lord Kapila to his mother. Lord Kapila is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his mother approached him saying, He said, India, Tarshana.Vena sambhavyamanena upon andam tamahabho. I'm very sick and the disturbance caused by material senses. For because of this sense disturbance, my Lord, I found the others with ignorance. Lord Kapila delivered to his mother a highly analytical summary of all material and spiritual reality. It is significant that Lord Kapila.Did not discriminate against his mother because she was a woman, nor did he consider her incapable of understanding the rather spiritual knowledge. us in the Krishna Conscious Movement, society of liberated souls, any man, woman, or child may become a great devotee of Lord Krishna without the spirit of belief. It is also significant and highly intellectual chakra system enunciated by Lord Kapila. The solid conclusion is surrender to the lotus feet of the Kapila Deity and Lord Akada. In Lord Kapila's instructions in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it emphasizes the need to take shelter of the Kapila Deity's order. In the present verse, Lord Krishna says, Sarva Yoga Vishana Daha. Those who are expert in taking shelter of the Kapila Deity and who can thus understand the actual situation of this world, they actually are able to see Krishna in his personal form, along with his internal and external
potencies. Kapila 对母亲德拉呼提的教导中表达的淋漓尽致，主卡皮拉就是一个守神。他母亲到主面前说：“我十分怨这样我的物质感官引起的焦虑不安，我的主人，由于这种感官焦虑，我已堕落进愚昧的深渊。”主卡皮拉向他母亲简明扼要地分析了所有物质和灵性真相。主卡皮拉并未因为他母亲是妇道人家而予以歧视，也没有认为他没有能力解理解最深奥的意识，这一点十分重要。因此，在解脱的灵魂引起解脱的灵魂退级的 Krishna 这个协会中，无论男女老少，都可成为主 Krishna 的伟大奉献者。还有一点非常关键的是，主卡皮拉所阐明的及其智慧的桑提亚体系的可靠结论是，臣服纯粹奉献者的莲花族，深爱神手。在Srimad Bhagavatam第三篇主卡皮拉的教导中，他强调了脱贫于主的纯粹奉献者的必要性。在本世界，主 Krishna 说，桑提亚尤嘎维沙拉达，那些擅长脱离纯粹奉献者，从而了解这世界真相的人，能看到 Krishna 的真实形体和他内在与外在能量。Finish.
Okay. Roger. The spiritual master becomes bonafide by his full surrender to his spiritual master. As explained in this chapter, one may also act as his own guru. This means an intelligent and perceptive person can understand the nature of this world and its own limitations. Such a person then becomes very much inclined to associate with the Kapila Deity and receive the mercy of those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness. According to Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Sankhya Yoga is described to refer to the vigorous intellectual progress of the Dhyana Yoga system, along with the devotion of Bhakti Kapila, which emphasizes the mercy of the lotus feet of the Kapila Deity.
灵性导师因为前人臣服他的灵性导师而名副其实。然而，正如本章所述，一个人也可以担当自己的孤辱，这意味着具有洞察力的智者能了解这世界的本性和他自身的局限因此，因而不能主动去理解自己的神。
Actually, the Dhyana Yoga is faster than the Bhakti Yoga system. Since Krishna is Dhyana Gamya, the goal of all knowledge, the Lord also says in the Bhagavad Gita 10:10, the first man alive is the suitable you don't know. In this chapter, when Krishna is reading Uddhava to see the Lord's personal form in the course of his daily experience in the material world, the Lord has already indicated to Uddhava that he will travel throughout the world with samadhi and trance. Now Lord Krishna is preparing to travel as a chosen master, seeing the personality of God.
那维什纳特格瓦比达库说，就像这里所说的，桑提亚尤格指的是严格的提亚纳尤格体系，加上强调纯粹复兴者莲花族的仁慈的巴提尤格。实际上，提亚纳瑜伽是巴提瑜伽体系的一个因素，因为 Krishna 是提亚纳甘伽娅，所有知识的目标。主还在巴巴基特第 10.10 中说，他亲自把所有知识授予真诚的奉献者。在这一章，主 Krishna 训练 Uddhava 在物质世界的每一天都看到主的亲身形体。主已经向 Uddhava 暗示去说， Uddhava 将在 Samadhi 或神殿中云游全世界。现在主 Krishna 在帮助 Uddhava 做好准备，一名能看到人格小神无处不在的真正 Sanyasi 漫游世界。
Okay, so in the words, in the verse, there's the word Deva.
在这个世界当中有一个词 Deva.
And it's translated free from envy or spiritual knowledge.
它的意思的翻译是通过灵性知识摆脱了嫉妒的人。
Usually it's translated not
understood. What Shiva is doing. 通常 Deva 这个词被翻译成不受打扰的人。
So the human form of life is very valuable. This we hear again and again. And we should take advantage of it.
人体生命是非常珍贵的，我们应该善加利用。
The devotees become unhappy to see how so many people are just wasting their life not knowing Krishna. They're wrong, wasting their life.
奉献者看到人们浪费了很宝贵的生命，不了解 Krishna 而感到非常的不快乐。
There's a nice song written by Govinda Das.
有一首歌是由Govinda Das所撰写的。
And in the recordings of Prabhupada singing Bhagavad Gita, this one is many times.
Prabhupada, 他的八赞的录音当中，他唱了很多次。
Bhajahu Rey Mana.
歌名叫 Bhajahu Rey Mana.
Please, my dear mind, to the Prabhupada, normally, before giving classes, it seems right out of mind.
The comment from the Dungan is, 我亲爱的西利亚，请崇拜主 Krishna 的莲花组。一般帕帕德在讲课之前，通常都会唱 Jai Radha Madhava。
One day he was giving sannyas initiation, and he sang this song very loudly.
有一天呢，他在给予门徒 sannyas 授予门徒 sannyas 头衔，所以他就跟他们
说。He has the same idea. No mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda. You find fearless.
去崇拜主，我们的 Krishna 莲花足吧，他使人变得无惧。
Fear is a very powerful force moving everybody. Everybody
is afraid. 恐惧这种情绪，它使得人们都在那里，来回移动。
Some people are afraid of death, but some people are afraid of living.
大部分人都惧怕死亡，但很有的人惧怕生存。
Well, just stupid things are afraid. They're not dressed properly, not sensible, too fat, too skinny, too tall, too short, not beautiful, not rich enough. So many things people are afraid.
人们担心自己长得太胖太瘦，就是长担心自己个子太高，或者担心自己个子太矮。他们担心很多很多的事情。
Now people are afraid of viruses and afraid of people because afraid of losing a job, afraid of getting married, afraid to get divorced. Worship Krishna becomes fearless.
现在的人们害怕的就又变成了惧怕这个病毒。他们有的人呢就变得害怕，担心害怕失去工作。有的人害怕结婚，有的人害怕离婚。但是只要崇拜 Krishna， 就能摆脱这种困
境。We're having a pain this rare human birth cross over the ocean of world existence.By associating with the same person. And that's exactly what it's saying in this verse, in the purpose. The Sankhya Yoga, Jnana Yoga, very careful study of the world, then one will realize, we have to get knowledge from the devotees.
The
purport says, by the Sankhya Yoga, by this analytical study, when we realize, we have to hear about Krishna, we have to find the glory of
Krishna. So, so.就是通过三天瑜伽体系，一个人应该觉悟到，他应该聆听 Krishna， 应该去找到 Krishna， 找到 Krishna 的奉献者。
But still, Sutta Atta Bhatta Bhare Sunna Namna Kanda. Kripala Shai, Kripala Dhamma, Chapala Sukala Bhare. Very powerful lines, powerful lines.
So, 刚才看的就是这首歌当中的这个内容，就是非常有力量的。看他特别喜欢这首歌。
Day and night I remain sleepless, suffering heat and cold, wind and rain.
我辗转难眠，就是寒热酷暑的煎熬。
For a bit of flickering happiness, I daily serve wicked and miserly men.
为了延续感受不尽的快乐，我为了服务邪恶和吝啬的人。
Chakala Sukha, flickering happiness, and that all the happiness in the world. Some flickers really fast, some last a little longer.
Chakala Sukha.有的快乐就转瞬即逝，而有的快乐是稍微长一点时间。
Everybody looking for something that is eternal, but don't match. But there's no such thing in it.
每个人都在寻找，但是在物质世界倒是找不到的。而死和家庭成员当中，哪里有真正快乐的保障呢？
It's like life, time is like a drop of water on a lotus feet. Therefore, you should always worship a lotus feet.
生命就像莲花瓣上摇摇欲坠的水滴，因此一个人应该崇拜主哈瑞的圣足。
So in China, we have a lot of lotus gardens.
中国呢，可以看到有很多的莲花湖。
So if you go and you see the big lotus leaves, you see they're always dry, clean.
你是不是莲花湖？知道的。
But if you just put water on it, it immediately becomes a little bit just blue.
如果下面浇水，立刻就是粘到一个水珠，就掉入湖水当中。
Unless you know the whole bit, and you put it down in the middle, the water will go there. But as soon as you tip it, it'll just become a little ball and go. That's the yarn. So the soul and the body is like that, can roll out any minute.
灵魂，身体当中的灵魂就像这个莲花上的水滴一样，就任何时候都可能就从这个莲叶当中就出来了，掉下来。
Now we recently we see how quickly everything can just change the way people are moving.
特别是最近来，我们看到这个。这个世界简直是瞬息万变。
All of a sudden, there's no airplanes, no airports, no tourists anywhere.
突然之间，这个天上就没有飞机了，一机场也都不怎么工作了。现在那个到处都没有什么游客了。
Some countries are suffering greatly.But there's no Chinese tourists coming. It's getting out of the money.
今年失去了中国游客，现在有的国家呢， 就因为他失去了这个旅游带来的收入，他们简直陷在了巨大的痛苦当中。
Nobody expected that. Rather than happen, that all of a sudden you happen. And then you turn around.
这种事情是人们始料未及的。
The tourists are also very frustrated. They come
here. 而且游客呢，也很痛苦，因为他们哪也去不了了。
Even though we're in a very nice tourist place where I am, but...You can't go to the beach, the first beach. Yeah, because all the nice places.
那现在，我们他自己就造了一个特别好的旅游胜地，自己有很美的海滩，可是他们却把那个地方都给关起来，去不了。
So then go into those towns, what to do with that? Disasters.
在最后一个世界当中，格温的大师告诉我们该怎么办。
We studied the Ramana and Sankhya to learn the
basic truth. 最后一个师姐可以在《圣美国教法坛》当中，布拉德马哈拉什对他的父亲非常的喀什普的讲话当中也可以找到。
The Ramana is much to hear the stories of the Lord, chanting stories, and constantly remembering.
格温的大师说，人应该聆听、唱诵、意念主为所的莲花族。
Learning, chanting, and remembering Krishna.
聆听、唱诵和意念 Krishna.
Generally, whatever we hear and talk about, remember, we might talk about it more. So it's good advice to as much as possible to remember Krishna.
通常无论我们听到什么或谈论什么，就是我们记住最多的，所以我们推荐的是聆听谈论 Krishna。
For prayers and service of the spirit, become a servant.
圣诞莲花族现在祈祷成为他的仆人。
Worship him and serve as a friend.
崇拜他，以朋友的身份来与他交友。
Completely offer yourself, not really.
把自己完全献给他。
So, you just mentioned Sankhya Yoga and Kapila. Very interesting. But Kapila was.Teaching a very big part of the Shiva.
In Sankhya Yoga, Kapila, what, Mar?
Sankhya Yoga is taught by Kapila, is a very big part of the Shiva Dharma.
Sankhya Yoga is Kapila Devas taught by.它是圣美国家法坛当中重要的组成部分。
So I'll just give a little summary of the teaching.
我在这里就对他的教导给一个简说要。
Starting, you know, with the marriage of his father and mother, and all this andSo when the father grows up, when he's born, the father leaves. It takes him long. The mother is saying, you know, please teach me because I'm suffering.
那他的父亲就是讲到他的父亲和母亲，然后呢，他就长大了， 他长大之后，他父亲就离开了家，他母亲呢就跟他说，请你来教导我吧，因为我现在受苦。
So in this chapter, many chapters, all together like eight chapters. Sorry, the first chapter of the Field of Teaching, the glories of the devotional service.
就他们现在教导的第一章是奉献服务的荣耀。
That's the first thing he described, the worship.
他首先就描述了奉献服务。
Many describes the fundamental principles of material nature. Just quite scientific and exactly in line with what science discovers. Some of the things that he talks about, science is only discovering very recently.
Wait, sir, now can you tell me which chapter?
25, 26, 27. It's only a few words at the time. I'm just giving the titles of the chapter.
Oh, so sorry, it's chapter 3, right?
Yeah.
就是在圣典国家论坛第三篇当中的有关于主卡贝勒的教导的第二十七、二十五、二十六、二十七章的标题，二十五章标题是放服务的荣耀，二十六章物质自然的基本构造，二十七章了解物质自然。
So then, the fundamental principles of material nature I mentioned, then understanding material nature. It's
like
this. But then, understanding that, then in chapter 28 is instructions on the execution of devotional service.
最后呢，到了第二十八章，卡皮勒就下来服务，就给予指示。
Then explanation of devotional
service. 接下来是对下来服务的解释。
The main thing is devotional service.
所以主要的是奉献服务。
Description of adverbs, media activity, and things that get you in trouble when you feel like that's understanding and practice.
So, Kamala, 接下来描述了有害的功利性活动，从事功利性活动就让人陷入了麻烦当中。
Then,
The
entanglement
in front of
that.
The
conviction of the suffer. In other words, take the devotional service as something like that.
So, 无论如何要开始做奉献服务。
And throughout whatever else he's talking about, he also talks about that.
除了这一切之外，他又谈到了 bhakti。
So, yes, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, he's giving us, the topmost bhakti right away. Because we don't have the scientific need very much to practice as something others might need in the general nature of the many of us.
借助卡坦纳的言辞呢，最崇高的 bhakti 就立刻首先就被呈现给我们了，因为我们没有那么，
这
是 是我立刻就开始了结论，因为要发生事才能理解这个物质自然的结构。
这个物体可是本身是不挂的了，满足你的这个人在一个人就下的那个本身。
他卡特莎的母亲，他叫布提，她是一个公主，是曼努的女儿。但是他曼努是整个宇宙的国王。
So she's saying, this is in the third part of the Vedic canon, and that's from the, that's also from the Bhagavatam, chapter 25, verse 7.Vitaram Dhanam Asakunti Aparsham Vena Sambhadhyam Takkalangam Shushay. I'm very sick of the disturbance caused by my eternal senses. It's because of the sense disturbance. I have fallen into the habits of ignorance.
我带来物质感官各个带来的打扰，我已经厌倦了。这一切都是因为愚昧导致的。
So, when the third point mentions, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is a Gyanagamya, he's a Bhagavad Gita.
在教旨当中也提到了 ，Krishna 他是 Gyanagamya。
And Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, I am the lower of the Vedic, I am the higher of the Vedic, I am the goal of the Vedic.
Krishna 在高藏高中说，我是伟达经的编纂者，我是伟达经的目标。
So Bhagavad Gita 10.10 is mentioned, that's the one of the most often.
不在当歌的第十章十节时，每个人都应该知道这个世界。
Because it's one of the seed verses contained, one of the verses contained in the Bible.
因为这是整个世界，整个世界就包含了整部《国家当歌》。
Kesham Satchitya Dhan Lakhan Bhajitam Bhajitavitam Padami Bhuti Yajitam Nenamanu Payanti Te. So Krishna is saying, for those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding. I give the understanding.
那些恒常怀着爱心来服务我的人，我赐予他们理解力，使他们能来到我面前。
Krishna won't give a benefit to his followers and when they answer, won't give them any more. They get confused.
Krishna won't give this knowledge to who is my enemies, right?
Yeah.Krishna, like, he can become invisible, he can disappear, he can appear, he can do whatever he wants. He's a master of all men.
Krishna 不会把他自己给予那些嫉妒的人，他会让他自己看不见消失，因为他是所有瑜伽的主人。
So for envious people,They can read the Bhagavad Gita, but Krishna and Prabhupada, they don't find Krishna. They come up with so many things, but they don't find
Krishna.
They don't have faith. So they can find so many.You know, different things to speculate for them, but they'll never find Krishna. So, we want to find Krishna. So what the person says, rather, you know, tries to serve me with love and faith. He goes on, which is such an idea.
Krishna 说了，怀着信爱来服务我的人，我会他们理解你，好使他们来到我面前。
So if you're dying, read about the beginning of life. You want to love Krishna. How can I serve Krishna? Not know the service I did to new Krishna religions.
不是你怀着出于骄傲，而是怀着爱，怀着服务的心态来去接近他。
Okay, so there's a lot there, but it's on the basis of faith. So let's start to answer the question.
好，所以内容很多，但是我们只涉及到基本。接下来我们看一下问题。
Finding any
questions? Right now, okay, there are Chaya Krishna. Chaya Krishna, 等待孤的莲花族。Sankhya Yusha 与 Funga Yusha 八部一下有什么相同和不同？Abhisans Guru, the Guru's letter states, I want to know what's the common point and difference between Samkhya Yoga and Bhakti Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga. Between Samkhya Yoga and Bhakti Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga, I guess, what's the difference?Yes, Ashtanga.
Well, Bhakti Yoga is the goal of all of them.
It's the goal of all knowledge.
And all these yoga processes, Bhakti is the real yoga.
So, in all these yoga, Bhakti Yoga is the real yoga.
Ashtanga Yoga usually means that.But that's just exercise. It's becoming more and more like gymnastics, more than the first time the other.
Yama, niyama, asana. You see, the one other one is asana.
Fixing the mind and meditation. Meditation is supposed to be a mission.And finally, samadhi. Looking at all the books.
Now she's trying to see.
After this jump, all the other things are included in the bhakti, but we concentrate on the goal of Krishna.
Bhakti, it has to go on the soul of yourself.
If you're going to twist your body around and never spend any knowledge, it's good for health, but it's, not, it's just one step in the yoga ladder.
So, you can make your body bend, 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 you can just, 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 you can 但是呢，这个巴布鱼虾它只是鱼虾的一个切而已。
So now people make up so many names for the yoga, but basically they're all just asana yoga in this context. There's a little meditation. But the meditation is a, you know, it's like...
现在的人们给瑜伽起了很多我们的名字，但是呢，
We call it Ashtanga Yoga, but as far as I know, it's just, you know, different varieties of asanas and exercise. There's some kind of meditation. Some kind of meditation.
虽然他们起的名字是阿斯汤加瑜伽或者巴布瑜伽，但是据我所知呢，其实就是阿斯纳体位而已，来加了一点冥想。
And Sankhya is what we just discussed in the whole class. It's a step by step analytical study of the material energy. Learning, okay, this is how, you know, the birth, death, and the end of age, everything has a beginning and an end.And finally realizing that we need help, we need to get knowledge from advanced devotees. Some people may do that for lifetimes. So it's not recommended that we try to do that.
Sankhya Yoga 就是分析物质能量，一切都是有始有终的。当我们觉悟到我们需要帮助，需要从进步奉献者那里获得知识，但通常Sankhya Yoga呢，它需要生生世世的才能够理解和掌握。我们不推荐Sankhya Yoga。
We've already done that, so that's why we've been coming to the point of, you know, knowing about the Chaitanya and the Sankhya
movement.
It's not a thing for the last minute, does it? I guess it's not very healthy. And then, you're not as thin as something. As an exercise of it.
Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga is a 目标但人们他们不了解瑜伽他们以为练瑜伽呢只是让身体健康也许就是皮肤好一点
What we've seen itSome of these people that are seriously practicing these asanas, they realize there's more to it. They get more and more the goodness, and then they are attracted to Krishna.
The mainland China is relatively stabilized.And there's a little bit danger in it. So is it the proper time to get association for association with devotees?
As much as we can, yeah. That's why we're having all the online programs. But if we can actually come together, it's very nice. People are everywhere they're getting out. In America, they're getting out in Ireland, some European countries also. And the people are, you know, they're getting an association of people that do the same thing for them.
You mean the ordinary people, they get out and ask the...
I've seen that. That's where I am. China, everybody's out now, right?
Okay.
People are going to school, they're just a little more tough to live. But if they have some rules about coming together, how many people you can have in the house, we have to follow those rules.
Mm, 我们看到呢，现在人们也都上街了，也都出门了，而且学生呢也都上学了，只是他们比较小心而已。所以如果能够联谊，那当然很好了。所以我们就这种，我就是在线上的联谊嘛。那当然，如果有规定，就是多少人，我们有多少人是在一起，那我们还得遵守这些规定。
In America, now the churches are open.In the temple, like the temple in Los Angeles, you can open the door, but nobody can come in. They can only stand at the door and look and see the person.
现在那个国外呢，那教堂已经都开放了。在洛杉矶，那庙呢是开门的，但人们进不去，他们只能站在门口看。
Now we just carry along, but the internet is wide open and the bodies are getting much more association than you ever did.
现在呢，因为网络都是四通八达的，人们把以前得到的网上联谊，增加了很多倍。还有一个是 Olivia Haribo Quintanares， 请问在灵性上托付于一个身边的奉献者，这样合适吗？如果奉献者的离开会造成很大的情感缺失，该如何调整？离开是指的离开不当奉献者了，还是指的离开躯体啊？离开城市
Okay.
From Olivia Mother's invite, a business marriage. 请问 my question is that in my spiritual life, if I take shelter of a devotee near me, is it proper? And if a devotee leave a city,It will make my I feel sentimentally I feel very different. How to adjust this?
I think you lost me. I couldn't. You have to repeat that again.
Okay. Her question that can is it proper for her to take shelter?Of devotee to beside her. This is the first part.
Take shelter of a devotee that's where?
Near her, around her.
Yeah, why not? What kind of devotee it is? What do you mean by taking shelter?
什么样的奉献者？而且呢，男孩子的托举是什么？具体是什么含义呢 ？And the next part of question is that if a devotee leave the city, and she cannot get this devotee's personal association, she felt.A great separation, or for that there's a vacant a double collide those city. So how to adjust this situation?
Separation is science.
Yes.
This is our question. But we want to feel separation from Krishna. So if a devotee is making us remember Krishna, they become attached to devotees also, but I don't know exactly what kind of relationship we're talking about. Can't really say exactly because the question is not.
嗯，所以其实就像奉献者那些就是很难感受到跟奉献者的分离，那实际上就是增加了我们对奉献者的这种情感。我们希望呢是跟分 Krishna 一种分离之情，能增加我们对 Krishna 的依附。我不知道您具体的跟奉献者的这种是什么样的关系，所以我也不好说。
This is not a specific question, it's not a general question, it's specific. So I would have to know much more about the whole situation. This is not the place to try to find out all that knowledge.
不是一个普遍问题，而是个具体问题，所以我需要了解更多，更多有关于这个整个的情况。
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He mentioned that. 每人也要相处、分享荣耀等，受到很多他的影响。She had many association with this devotee and get along with the devotee for a long time and together they honor prasadam and they share this and get influenced
That's
by
right.
this devotee.
You know, you feel separation, you like to have association. I don't know. Get to the same place again. Find another devotee to associate with.
So, if you want to get to the same place again, then you can get to the same place again. 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 You can
就是都没有办法。
They serve together, and also she answered that she can neither move to the same place with the devotee, and she cannot find another devotee to associate.
Well, then you have to just.Satisfied with online association.
那我们就可能就是能为得到那个网上的联谊而感到心满意足了。
In the time being, so we can make more devotees.
这样我们就可以创造更多的奉献者。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj, I have a question. Yes, sometimes, we serve together with some other devotees, but at first, in the beginning, we are very enthusiastic and we are, not so many problems, but as the time passed, we found we have some different opinions on how to serve. Also, we found that there are some problems during the course of serving doing this devotional service. For example, on the matter of how to, the matter of fund the money, also this perspective of a different view of how to sell regard issue from different perspective. We have our own opinion. In that case, should we continue to sit together or just cool down a little bit?
That's another, you know, case by case. We have to, you know, Prabhupada stress that we need to practice unity and diversity. We can't think I have to be 100% right all the time, because you have to understand other people have different feelings, and Krishna is unlimited in his many different ways to serve.
A limited way to serve Krishna.
Many ways to serve Krishna. You know?
Okay.
Now, if someone has gone crazy and says you can serve Krishna by offering beer and meat, you know, then of course you can continue. But, you know, basically, the things are detailed. Just, you know, we have different tastes. Different melodies would like to sing. But again, I would have to know exactly what you're talking.
Okay.
We have to have some intelligence. But we have to tolerate other people. Not, we can't expect everybody has to be exactly the same as me. Everyone has to agree with me. It looks like many are like wrong, right?
For example, we are doing a pastor this program. In the mountain.
We have to tolerate other people. We can't have to think I'm right and you're wrong. That's a big problem in the world. People are thinking I'm right and you're wrong. And everybody is thinking like that, but we have to see that there's right and wrong in everything.
Okay. Understand. 就刚才问妈儿一个问题啊，就比如说我们在做服务的过程当中，我们有不同的观点，有的人是有这样的想法，然后一开始可能没有什么问题，其实做服务的过程当中呢，就会因为跟别的奉献者一起合作，所以就有一些就是不同观点出来，应该怎么办呢？是继续合作呢，还是说冷静一下？妈儿回答就说。你应该休息的是多样化的统一，就没有什么100%的正确，一贯正确的事情，因为其他人有其他人的感情，而且我们服务 Krishna 有很多方法，这不是说我们要给 Krishna 供供酒啊、啤酒、肉啊什么这种事情，而是说就是只是在细节上、品味上不一样，那我们应该。我们也不能指望别人都跟我们自己一样，没有什么，我就是认为我是对的，别人是错的，这本身就是一个很大的问题，所以我们需要容忍。Thank you, Maharaj. Yes, thank you, Maharaj.
others?
No. She's hunting with no other creatures.请问，所以兄弟们还有问题吗？
就是最好是提前把问题打上来。
Because I can't find how to do it. You see that thing I sent the Bhagavad Gita chapter?
Yes, I have already translated them, give the translation to Sati Mataji.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.那我们今天晚上的讲课就到这里了，非常感谢大家聆听，顶拜你们 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna， 非常非常感恩我们亲爱的 Guru Maharaj 为我们来播撒这么多放爱的甘露，那给了我们很多一些指导哈。其实我们灵性导师这样的联谊的机会其实非常非常难得的，也非常非常感恩Guru Mani Mataji 恒常的甜美的服务。那同时呢，也感恩所有的这些奉献者大家的聆听以及大家提出的非常甜美的问题。那在此呢，请大家和我一起唱诵三遍 Maha Mantra， 祈祷在全世界传教的 Guru 传教顺利，身体健康。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna。明白各位亲爱的奉献者，大家晚安喽！祈祷大家有一个非常甜美的 Krishna 知觉的夜晚。Hare Krishna。